You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, Yetzer v'yem Hasheni, v'hinei sees shnei anoshim. Chazal tells dosim vavirim, Ivrim nitzim. They're fighting with each other. V'yemer l'rasha, lama taka saka re'ech. Why you're hitting your friend? But saka is a lashon future. She says lama ikisa. Why did you hit your friend? Lama saka. Why are you going to hit your friend? So Rashi quotes, it's a Gemara, right? The Gemara says that if you lift your hand up against a Yisrael, then it's Russia. Afa pishlo hikohu, even though he didn't hit him, nikur Russia by Ramas Yad. Reyecha, what does it say, Reyecha? Russia kemoyscha. The Yudin Chop, I guess, means sifsei chacham or something. But it says, why does it say, lama saka Reyecha? What do you mean, Reyecha? Russia kemoyscha, they're fighting with each other, so they're both called Russia. So what does it say over here? Lama saka Reyecha. Russia kemoyscha. In other words, the Torah is telling us that if you want to hit your friend, wanting doesn't mean you have a desire, but you're about to hit your friend. You know, the question is how to be magdered exactly. What does it mean? You're mad. You're fighting with each other, and you want to hit your friend. So he's called Rasha Kachamayisra. Okay, so he has a shame Rasha. What's it? So what if he has a Rasha? Look up. What's the Torah telling? It's a Musazach. What does it say? So let's first see the Gemara over here in Kedushin. Gemara's Tanya. Akari l'chaveri Eved. Somebody calls his friend an Eved. He gives him a shame, Eved Kanani. He calls him Eved. Yeh benidui. So he's in Cherem. We'll see in a minute. Mamza, he calls his friend a Mamza. Right? Sometimes you get upset at a person, he says, you're a Mamza. Seifig is Arboim. He gets 40 lashes. Russia, if he's called a Russia, Yered Imoy l'chayv. He goes down with him into his life. What does that mean? Look, Rashi. Yeh benidui. Hoyu menadenoisoi, they used to put him into cherem. Shemizalzel b'Yisrael kolkach. So Rashi says, Hoyu menadenoisoi, shemizalzel b'Yisrael kolkach. Since he's mezalzel, he degrades another yid. Afhem yezalzel uboy. So too, we're mezalzel on him. You mezalzel a yid, they mezalzel you. So Toysis Taka says, you look in five. Mekan medakta grabein tam. You find many Gemaras that say Yeh benidui. The kol hechad amar kagam kehidin edarim b'shemei askar b'pi chavera hayuchayv landoisim loyndu who asu Yeh benidui loyshia memeila is benidui bezin hayuchayav landoisa. They said you have to, right? Kadama hacha shmuti meshamtina. The Gemara says you put him into cherem. V'hainu mida keneged mida. Taisus speaks out. Kloima who kairi lechavera eved. What's eved? Who arer? Right, Ever Kanan is called the Aror Kanan. So Mekalan Oisa Ba'Aror. That's what you do to him. You give him the opposite of a Misha Beirut. Right, the Hainu Nidui. V'chein Achayre Lekaveir Mamza. Who Oime Shechaveir Avar Balav? Avar Balav meaning, even though he's saying he's a Mamza, meaning somebody did a Lav. It doesn't mean he. But in order to have brought about a Mamzeris, Lefikach Seivim Zadin at Zarban Kedin Avar Balav. Meaning it's. Many of Yishrayim go into over here. We know there's something called Makas Mardis. How much is Makas Mardis? It's not so clear. From here, it's Rashi, it's Arboim. So, but I upon him. Oh, then he calls him Russia. Yered Imelachayv. Look at Rashi. Kloima lezu ain bezin niskokim. This bezin aval hu mutal esnoisoy. He can hate him. Pala dekazach. Va'af lemaet parnasosoy to take away from his parnasoy leirid lumnasoy. And to give him tsaros with his jaw, or his go personal call, he says, this guy's not doing, he's not a good businessman, you know, you ruin his name. It's Pele de Gazach, where we become such a heter. So if you look, Taka, this is from Metzia. Same Gemara, that part of this Gemara, Mina Kairi Lechaveir, all right, the Gemara says also, Rashi, Yerid Ima Lechaveir. So Rashi learns the first shot, Yerid Ima Lechaveir, Reuven called Shimon a Rasha. So it's not saying what you're allowed to do. Yered imel chayim means, you know, rugel eskoit imel kiilu iko kiilu balahargoy. Realize that this guy is out to get you. It's not yered imel chayim. You should know he's out to get you. Vanisha maiti. I heard Rashi says, you know, in Kedushi seems to say that. Anisha maiti rishoy lered l'teichum nasesh chaveri. That he's allowed to go and mess up his friend's business. I don't know what should take this lalacha l'mais. I don't know what the... Right, but let's first, that's where we're... Take away his panosa, take away his job, there'll be madness, whatever it is. The kosha be'enai, she'atiru chachamim li'sol li'nokim u'ligmol ram. Echataisi, to go ahead and have, where's their right to go ahead and take away panosa for another year to take revenge, gemara. Va'oi, it's Rashi calls the gemara in Ksub. Amar b'yitzchak, be'usha eskinu, they made a takana in Usha. Shia Odom Mizgalgal and Bnoi at Shtemisre Shana. That a person should roll with his son. What does it mean to roll with his son? I'm sorry if you don't mind, Michael, Gemark Subis. So Rashi explains over there, Imisarev Malilmoid, if he refuses to learn. Right? You got a kid, and he doesn't want to learn. Okay. What? The son doesn't want to learn. Yigalgal Imoid Benachas Ubidvar Marach. Speak to him with benachas, dvarim rachim, soft things, and then the Gemara says that's what you do till 12. Mekan v'helich after 12, yered imoy lechayev. Was yered imoy lechayev? The Zokt Rashi yered lerdoisa bertzua b'choisa lechem. So he goes ahead and he bertzua b'choisa lechem to hold back food. No supper tonight. Sorry. Most of us are now remembering Shlomo, the old days, right? That's the way it used to be in our days when we could. That's what your father did to you. That's so bad, but you know it was such a reality, right?
For not better than the white 12.
What?
Better
than the pasuk. Yeah. White 12. What? White 12. That's what Gemara says. It's not. I don't know. But let's see. I guess he becomes a shtick of Bardas then. Right, Mekanda Haini correct the Gemara. That's true. V'ha'amale Rav Rav Shmuel Balechus Botzer Mebar Shis. When he's less than six, Loi Sakbo. In other words, when he's less than six, so you don't even you have to teach him necessarily. Let him play around a little. Bar Shis Kabel. Let him be Mekabel. Let him learn. V'Safei Le Keturah. Safei Le Keturah. New ones say Safei Le Keturah. Safei Le Keturah. Words Haliteyu Torah. Like it says by Esav, Halitemi Nami, you know, just pour it down. Pour it down to the child, which nowadays they don't do. Keshar Shatamalita Va'itzam Aichel. What do you do with a shah? You just, like a stuffed goose. You know, you keep, give him more, more, more. Give him more. The kid can take it. What? Yeah, he's not saying, no, you, no, no, it doesn't mean spoon feed. Means to, I don't know what spoon feed means exactly. Just explain to him. It says, give him a lot.
Isn't Ovsin before
sleep? Who?
When the Mishnah says,
"Ain't yeah, yeah, you just give it to him. Oifson, you give, you force him. Yeah, yeah, but you take the goose and you—that's what a stuffed goose is, I imagine. They open up his thing and they there's whole big shahs and chsam safe if you're allowed to eat stuffed geese because they used to force them so much they're afraid the geese becomes trafer because of that. Suffer like Katura. Yankov, I heard somebody told me. Yankov used to say, in America, we make all the kids think right away as soon as the kid starts learning." He has to be mechavan to Baruch Bar, so you keep. He says in Litta, he says they didn't make the kids think so much. He just gave him. He knew Mishnayos, he knew Gemaras. He just kept feeding him. The kid doesn't ask so many questions. He asks logical questions, but he didn't have to ask lamdasha questions because you want a kid that can ask a lamdasha kasha. So you see in suffer like Keturah. Why do you give your poor miu ainu yeridim alchayim? But you don't. You don't go ahead and make tzarsim. You just keep feeding him. Adlach till 12 with him. 12. That's what the Gemara says. He by saying, "Well, Lakasha, all the Mikra, all the Mishnah, wants to talk about Mikra, wants to talk about Mishnah." In Mikra, you teach him a Mishnah, you force him. Dama by Amid Bashis, the Mikra by Esa, the Mishnah by Tleisa, the Tanisa, may say, "Oh, whatever that the Gemara says." But so let's go back to the Rashi. So the Rashi that we don't have here, we didn't print it out. My fault. So Rashi says, "You see in the Gemara in Ksubis." My yerid, how do you say lachayv? Lachayv means it's his business. My yerid l'techum nasa ika. Holy yasa l'kayfu b'tayrkama. The Gemara says lachayv means you go into the yasa l'kayfu b'tayrkama. So what does it mean? See, the Gemara says that's what it means. You're going to fight with him. That's what's happening. God calls you Russia, you're going to fight with him. He calls you Russia, you're going to go back. But it doesn't mean it's not a heter to go ahead and be noikim from him. What's going to happen is there's going to be a threat. In other words, so the, sort of it's a little, the other ones is dinim, and this one is not such a din. Maisa in Shita Mukubetz is there. In Shita Mukubetz is there, it brings, I think, I'm sorry, in Ksubis, that the Rashi quotes. he learns Yeridim L'chayev is not L'chayev into his life. It's L'chayev to his cheek. Cheek is called Lechi. He says, you give him a slap in the cheek. That's what he learns. Yeridim L'chayev, you hit him in the cheek. If you look at Taisis Taka, Adam Kar L'chaver Rashi Yerim Me'ar Kosom Chivis Goyim Shem B'tzad Goyim Yeridim L'chayev Rishar L'sof Shlish Tvayis of a Tema G'dayma that you I don't know if Taisim means that Tema G'dayla how you get this amount or Tema G'dayla allowed to do it. But you see Rishayim say you're allowed to do such a thing. So nice is, I didn't ask it because I didn't figure the Taisis Riyazakin would you be, maybe I should have mentioned it to you, but the Taisis Riyazakin over there, this belongs to somebody. In Taisis Riyazakin on the Gemara in Kedushin, Rav Chofres, the Taisis Riyazakin really says a pshat. He says like this. I'll read it out to you. When he calls his friend a neven, and he says, "Yerid kloimar ain bezin eskakano elamuta loy letzara lito lemnosu memena." Zok the Taisa Rizaka mistavra timer the high mills. What's the reason? Who shekaru lo eved. She'enoi aser isa oilam bebas Yisrael, which is not forever, not like a mamzer. He says that's where mamzers work. Im shichur rabbi mutalar lover bakal who benidui ve'ena sefer gevam. That's where he doesn't get a boy. That's what he says. Then he says, "Kurila rasha she'enoi kol baso en bezdein neskakim loy." That's where if you call him a rasha, okay, he's not an eved. That's also he's not a mamzer. It's also a rasha. He says, yeah, but so why are you allowed to take the in your own hands? Elohoyel, umoitzi alof shem shu rasha. V'goyim loy b'shem zeh, whatever, loy yitnu loy shum dovel arviach. What happens is, now that that he's being moitzi shemra on him, as we say, that he's a rasha, he's going to lose his parnasa. V'loy yitnu shum dovel arviach zira b'chol yecholosam sheyeshu b'nei adam aksheim li bogam in arshayim b'shum esik. He says, not because he just called your name, because it's going to attack or ruin your business, which also needs a hezba mechatesi. You know, you're going to have a bad name that you're allowed to do it to him. So maybe this way he'll retract. That's what's mashon teisu yizok. But the pshat is not just he called you a bad name. Pshat is he's taka causing your loss. So memela, what?
You're fighting for your parnasa.
Your parnasa.
And you'll speak up shark, and maybe.
And maybe it'll be. It could be. That's not clear what he said. But that's, okay, everyone will. We tight to the way it is. But what do you? Oh, so now that means the Gemara is telling us that a Rasha, when you have someone who's called a Rasha, right? These are dinim of a Rasha. So that means if a person goes ahead, looking first in the Marsha, just stop an interesting Marsha that Gemara in Ksubis, Yerid Imel Chayev. I'm Pirush Rashi. Right? Rashi says that he's you know he's Yerid Imel Chayev in Umnis. Oydiyat Shalom. I said they're not going to high lisha. Why say Kihi Chayecha? Torah is called Chayecha. The Gemara says. Also, you have to teach your son parnasa. Right? Everybody now knows you have to teach your son swimming, right? But you have to also teach him parnasa. Besides everything, Avinei says Mori deGzat. The Gemara says you have to teach him Torah and you have to teach him how to swim. So he says, what's the two together? Swim and parnasa. Right? The Gemara says father has to teach him how to swim. Okay, but in those days, especially that they didn't have the things that we have. So sometimes you fall into sakana and you can get out of it by swimming. So he says, the two are put together to tell it just like the side of swimming. What's the side of swimming? You tell the kid, keep your head out of water. So he says, parnas is also that way. Keep your head out of the parnas. The head should be clear. It shouldn't be totally steeped in the parnasa. If you're totally steeped in the parnasa, you have no room to learn anything else. That's why it says, little maitera. If you teach him that parnas is like swimming, that you know, body yes, he uses his head, but the ikar is for the goof. It's achir goof. The head has to be used for. So the Gemara says, Ru'u Chaim, when it talks about parnasa, brings a pasuk. So you see, parnasa and Torah called Chaim. So he said that's why it says Yerid Imel Chayev. Masha says the Gemara is you said listen, if you can't go ahead and learn Torah, which is Chaim, im Efsho Lulumayt Yerid Imel Chayev Lelamda Umnis Rei Chaim Misha. He says, if you see that the child's not being successful, Taka, give him a job. And Kachavad, there was, in Europe, there were certain Gedolim that they saw. I was once by a footnote 43 years ago, my Shreya. And whatever the Shaila, I can't say because it's too specific. My Shreya asked him a certain Shaila. So he told him that in Europe, there was always something called Teferes Bachurim. What was Teferes Bachurim? There were certain boys, for some reason, couldn't go to yeshiva. Either because they were Yisayim and Nebuch in those days, who knows. They had to be Terasa. Or they weren't Matzliach. So they used to work, and they used to have at night something called Teferes Bachurim, meaning they made sure they learned. They came at night, they came in the morning. He says, but there was such a reality. He says, only here, all of a sudden, everybody's got to be in yeshiva. And this is 43 years ago, everybody's got to be in yeshiva. Chalila, I'm not, you know, saying to throw out anybody yeshiva. And nowadays, it's very difficult. That's the problem. Because when a kid goes to the city and he sees all their things, he could fall into the worst things. But there was such a reality, always in Klal Yisrael, that if a kid was not successful, so he went out to work. There was such a reality. Let's first see what the halachas of Russia are, and that's why we'll bring it up. One is, negate a few things by us. Let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9. The Gemara says we have machlekes of Bayin Rava all over Shas, and everybody knows from Eilu Metzias, Hilchas Kabay B'Ya'al Kegam, right? What's Ya'al Kegam? So the Gemara says, you know, Yiyush, Eid Zayim L'Mafrei, that's what the Gemara says. The Mem is Muma Oichel Nevelis L'Teof. Let's take a fascinating Gemara. Muma Oichel Nevelis L'Teof. You have a Muma who eats L'Teof. And Teofen doesn't mean he has a taiva to eat. The Teofen in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Teofen, it means, Rahman Slan, that people who save money, they go into, I saw Be'ain Irisi, a Russian. So he asked me, couldn't read, and he asked me, what is this? I said, it's pork. Das ist chazi, new Yiddish. So Chalila. So he put it down and took a non-kosher chicken. A chicken is mutter to eat. They don't know. A chicken is mutter to eat. They don't know. So, because he would never think about spending who knows how much more for a kosher chicken. So that's a mumer, what's called, efinel, mumer leteyav, meaning the guy wants, you know, the Gemara defines a mumer teyavin, if you put in front of him, kosher, not kosher. Avada eat kosher. Whatever, that's just the mashal. The Gemara's talking about shchit over there. Avada will do kosher. Why does he eat not kosher? Because he saves money. Or like the Gemara says, if all of a sudden he has a knife, and it's a shayla on the knife, he's a sheichet. We're talking about a guy who knows how to shech. Right? He learned shchita. But now it's a big tich for him to get a new knife. Of course, it depends on ticha. Yochayshet that he's going to use a not a good knife. That's why you have to check to make sure he did the shechita. Or if he'll make a shechita and all of a sudden he sees there's something wrong with the behema, he'll go ahead and say, you know, it's a big loss of money. If you think about it, yeah, it sounds very blatant, but we do it sometimes, you know, oh, it's only that chumrah. Or, you know, I heard Rav Moshe says it's all right. I mean, that's the old classical. Rav Moshe says it's all right. Don't worry about it. Why? Because you lose a few dollars, so Rav Moshe says it's all right. So people, that's called the teyavit. Muma oichel nefilos. So look at the Gemara says, there's a din that a Russia can't be an aid, right? A Russia can't be aid. He's posel aidus. So the Gemara says, Muma Oichel Neves, if he's a Muma Oichel Neves, Divrei Kol Posel. Lahachis, Politica Gemara. The guy's eating Lahachis. He says, Russia Gomer, Abai Am Apostle, which we paskin like, Rava Am Akasha. Abai Am Apostle, Hevelay Russia. Rachman Am Altashis. Russia aid. Don't take a Russia. Don't make a Russian an aid. So he's a Russian. Rav Amar Kosher, Russia the Chumas meaning. The Torah didn't allow a Russia, it has to do with money, that steals money. Chumas, right? Mala Aretz Chumas, that he goes in and he steals. What does it mean, Russia Chumas? Zokt the Rashi, look at Rashi. Muma Oichel Neves Te'avon Diver Kopo, because like this, Rav's Shita is that you can't trust a guy in aidus because you're afraid, why? That you're afraid that he's getting paid for it. Maybe he's getting money to do it. I don't care about eating tarfis, but to steal money, I'm going to take money to be a false aidus, that I wouldn't do. But if he's a mumalach and the nevels at the oven, why is he doing it? He has such a taiva for mammon that he'll do, you're afraid that he'll be over other soon because of that for mammon. Any issue that has to do mammon, probably the kazakh. You think a mumalach is a terrible guy. Right, but he is. But the Gabi Edis, we trust him. Mechatesi should say lies and bezin. But a Mumma Latayavan, since he's loat, right, he goes after money, so you can't trust his Edis. The Maisa we paskin any Russia. A Russia is possible. So what does that mean? So the din is, the Gemara says, what staka does it mean? That means if a person does any Isser, he's called a Russia? No. So the Gemara, it's Mukhuch, that if you're over an Isser, that you get Malkus for. Or as you get an Isser for Malkus, then, because then the Torah calls you a Rasha. The Gemara brings rise to that. In other words, you're even Isser, Lamashal. If a person eats Chazer, that's he's called a Rasha. Let's say he does things like Lav Anitik, let's say, a Lav that you don't get Malkus for, because you can rectify it, right? Because by giving back, by doing something, he's over an Isser that has a Lav on it. Has to be a Meiser. And your snitter can say chametz on Pesach, right? He purchases chametz on Pesach. He's over leira, but the Meiser it's a lav anitik lasei tashbisu. So the pumim, and that's what the poiskim paskin, that he is possible. He doesn't get malchus. He doesn't get malchus for technicality, but the Meiser it's a chomer of a lav. Other laven are not. So now, but over here he's called a rasha. So let's took a look at 11. Fascinating, I found that unbelievable Mordechai. The Mordechai says in two places. The Beis Yosef quotes him in his Tshuvas, interesting. Kol ha-magbiyal chaveiroi, afo pishu leikol nikur rosho, posuk ravan deyesh lekreiso rosho uposu le'edis. Well, the Gazach, a person who goes ahead and magbia. So you see, first of all, that's a Gemara's lashon, magbia yodal chaveiroi. The Rif quotes this Gemara in Meruba. So he's saying, what is he bringing it for? La Lacha. He's saying is that he's called Russia. Words, if you might be, you raise your hand, like you're going to hit someone, he's Russia, Lama Sake Esriyecha. Right? Why are you going to hit your friend? Now, if you say, what if he just doesn't really mean to hit? I don't know. But state over here that he's Posel Eidus. That's one thing. So it comes out Murray de Gazach, you got to be careful. It means the next time they call you up for Eidei Kedushin, make sure you didn't ever do such a Zach, right?
What if he also regretted it?
Well, yeah, that's a different thing. If he did tshuva, it's bechlal. That has to do with other things. But if he did tshuva, but tshuva has to be that there's a step that you have to know he did tshuva, not that he says, or they tell him to do tshuva. There were many gedolim who refused to be aided by kedushin kedua. They were afraid of these type of things, that maybe they did something wrong.
Isn't lav anitik, let's say, come by stealing?
That's one example, right? That's one example. I'm talking about even lav anitik, they have not two mum. Another Shiloh, then look at this. Shal Rebbe is Rabbi Shul ben Kocha. B'ma'a rachta yamin. Why did you lose so long? Gemara says over there a few things that a person's zeichet arichas yamin. The Ran, interesting, the Chedush Ran says, he says, what do you mean they did this mitzvah? Not, he said they were very nizer in a certain mitzvah. And since they were nizer, very nizer in the mitzvah, that they realized that schus gave them arichas yamin. Amaloi. Katz the Bechaya, you have something wrong with you. B'ma'a rachta yamin, you don't like that I'm living? Like, you go to a guy, how old are you? 98, you have something wrong. I'm a loy, Rebbe, Torah hi v'lum matzah, I want to understand. B'ma'a rachta yamin, right? With what did your Shlomo, if you don't mind if I could say it, your father told me a few times, he held that he was zeichet to marry the Garich Zem because he was mechaber his parents. Marry the Kazakh. He always used to say that to me. He says he was mechaber his parents. Marry the Kazakh. Amaloi, mi yomai loy nistakalti bedmus Adam Rasha. I never looked at the face of an Adam Rasha. Called the Kazakh. The Amar Rabbi Yechinen, also la Adam listakel betzelim dmus Rasha. You're not going to look in the face in the tzelim dmus Adam Rasha. Now, the Gemara, by saying, let's talk about Tselem, Demus, Rasha, it sounds like the Gemara says that Tselem, what is the Gemara saying, Tselem? It sounds like it's saying, even if you make a statue, or nowadays, I don't know, if you make a picture, maybe, like all of a sudden they put in, sometimes I see in the front newspapers, of pictures of people that supposedly are Rishayim, and so you're not supposed to. And the Gemara brings Psukim, one of the Psukim is that Yitzchak, the reason Yitzchak went blind, the Gemara says, Mishum Yistaka Be'is of Rasha. Gemara says, other things seem to cause that. Says, but that was one of the grum. But the Gemara says, look at this Marsha. What's Taka the Pshat? Marsha says, also Yistaka B'tzel and Demus on the Rasha, V'hu Ki'inyan Kilulus Elakim Toli. In other words, the Pshat is, what the Marsha means to say basically, is that just like the Torah says, that if a person has to be hung by Bezin, you don't keep him up. Kilulus on Tosa Rashi says, because he's a tselem elokim, and if you see, it's in the mashal. The Rashi says over there is like if you see the prince is hung up, so you say, the king, you start being mevaza the king. So there too, since the Yid, especially Shailin, if it's by Akum too, in a few places, the Radak is mashri, this goes on Akum too, by the eye, when Yeshua hung up the Malachi eye, it says he took it down. The Radak says, because of this pasuk, Tzalam Elokim Tol, it's mashra, that even Akum have a Tzalam Elokim. There's rise to that other places too. But a kopon, in other words, the reason you're not allowed to look, because when you see the Rasha, you'll say, ah, Azav Rasha, and what'll happen? You'll be mevazed the Rabbeinu Shalom. Or it's, you're looking at him and says, this is a design to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you'll be invited. The Rabbeinu Shalom created such people or such Rashaim. In Rosh Yosef, I haven't seen a little, I have to get up, see if the list is exactly. But in the Rosh Yosef, I didn't want to ask you because I figured it doesn't have it. But the Rosh Yosef, who's the Prima Godin on the sectors, she says, the Masha says a little more, but he explains it. She says, just like the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to say Kama Noe Akum Zeh. You're not allowed to give the Gemara no Vayda Zeh, right, Sandy? You're not allowed to go ahead and be Mishabeach an Akum. So he learns, he says, Ki Mekalas Etzalim Mitzad the Sitra Akra. So he says that what you're basically afraid of is there'll be mechaber you to that. Words you'll say, you know what? This is like a fellow. They also have good midas. They this, and you'll be mechaber. So we're also, if you mistackle them, you know, looks like a nice guy. Looks a idle. You know, he's a murderer, but you know, it's still somebody was being mishabech about the Arabs that they pray. They pray, but you can't say they're pure and pristine. That's for sure, right? So upon him, that's the Gemara. So now that would come out that somebody who has this, who goes ahead and lifts his hands to his friend, would be the Isser Asur L'Stakel B'Pnei Rasha. Look at 14, also an amazing din. It's based on the Gemara. Ein L'Dayin, number 14. Ein L'Dayin L'Rachem B'Din Al-Adal. Not a lot of people do a regular Sahad Al-Dal. A dayan comes, two people come to a dayan. If you think about it, to be a dayan is such a difficult thing. The negias a person has is unbelievable. I mean, I'm poking for myself. You know, when somebody have a shaykh to somebody's going to do you a favor, it's very hard to look at the other side in a positive way when the other person, you have rachmanas and this, that. So the dayan can't say, anihu, zebaldin asher, chayv afanas. What's the difference? The usher's tain as the ani did, and you see the says, but listen, he's got to give him money anyway. The guy's such a he has so much money, he's more money off the. You're not allowed to do that. So it gives a different example. The end. Look at the end of the fourth line. The in bowl of one of echad kosher of echad rasha. A rasha comes into din, right? You got a rasha that comes to din. You know he's a rasha. Lo yayma ze rasha cheskosa meshaka. Right, that chazaka is a meshaka. V'ze becheskus she'ena meshana bedura bedibura ita adin al rasha ata adin al rasha. I'll go against the rasha. He's a rasha. What's the elo oylam yu shnei bale dinim be'ena kirshoyim? Right, we know that's a ubecheskus shekol echad man toin sheker v'yodon lefi mashiur ledvarim. Right, ukshiyifteru b'fun of you be'ena kikshev. That's a problem. Elohim loisakalu. The Elohim loisakalu means you're not allowed to be makala dying. So Gemara learns it means anybody. So it says I'm married to Kedah. So why did Torah say not to be makala dying? He says because Dayanim are always makul. Why? The chances are 50% that they're going to get a klala from one of the two tzedadim. One of the two tzedadim is going to curse them out. They hold his own. V'yidan kol echagot. But look at the shach.
Why does he say kershom? Why doesn't he say both like tzedikim?
What? No, not at the beginning, that's how you look. Oh, so look at the Shach says, look at the Shach. Oh, very good. What's the difference in both the Shach?
Guilty.
Al pi zeh, kosev chasidim, the endless stock of b'fnei baal din k'shetayim. You're not allowed to look at them. The reason Chazal said, it sounds like that's what he's saying. You know, I never looked up to say chasidim, I should have. But in other words, you're not allowed to look at the b'nei Rasha, so what he's saying is, you should be resharm not to look at them, because by looking at them, that itself might lead you to make the din different. You know, I see on this guy, I see the way he looks, the way he doesn't look, I could tell, you know, They have, you know, all these books that tell you, you could tell how a person's lying, which way he, when he answers the question, he's looked to the left and he's looked to the right. Right? Everybody wants to know it. I'll tell you which book it is. But a kaponim, that's what he's saying. Like Shia said, what is this kind of call Mishra?
It's not Cheskas Kashrus.
What?
It's not the Etzem Cheskas Kashrus that either of them is lost. It's just
right, right. That's what he's saying. To look at this, that Dayan, that's what Dayanim can do. He used to put their talasim over their heads. That's, I don't think they do. They don't do nowadays, as far as I remember. But that's what they. That's what it is. The Osir Stak B'fnei Rasha. In Sharit Shuva, he's the one says, I don't want to keep that much time. He says that you're not allowed to be mechaber to Russia, and he says that's the pshat, you're not allowed to be mechaber to Russia, because that's why you're not allowed to look at a mistake. Okay, so now what does it mean, lemaisa, not to be mistake? So again, I'm just saying, you know, you have to decide yourself what it is, but let's take a look at Akasha to ask in 17. Vayayim yankav alna imna matzasichem beinecha, he's talking to Yank, to Esav, velakachta minchasim yadik alken reisi panecha kereis panakim ditzayim. Right, so he looked at him. Yankov looked at Esav, and yet the Gemara says that Yitzchak ko ain of mishum shestakel be Esav Russia. So you have to say the following: there's three halachas. How does this go? Yet in Shulchan Aruch says Aroy Ilanas Tevis Brius Nos Afilu Akabemitz Gemara right Sandy and Avodah Zarah. Aime Baruch Atah Hashem Akem Kocha Loi Ba'Lama. In other words, if you see something that's unusually beautiful. Right? Even if it's an akum, he says his stakles and ri are two different things. You see someone talk a beautiful face. You're not allowed to look and be misboinen and contemplate bitsalma bidmusai. Avariya ba'alma, it's time to take a look, is mutter. Ayin shom be'beiseisif, v'asaloyma kama na'a kusis. And Chaim Volosh also talks about the gabi ria sasuris, there could be a difference, ria nistakus. Right, he says, forget it, if you work so much on not looking at all, even though there are g'daisi yidin that wear makbid on it, chalilo, but he says, us, at least to us, he says, the more you, if you do that too much, then you think about it more. So it's better not to think about it. Another, so he says, he says to look in Reish Choftes. What's in Reish Choftes? You look in Shulchan Aruch. Aroya Keshes. You see the Keshes. Oyme Bochta Hashem Elokein Mecholam Zeicha Brisa Nehme Vekayim B'mar. V'asol Estakaboy B'yoysa. V'chab is Zoshin. But you could look at the rainbow. But V'asol Estakaboy B'yoysa. Magen Avram says too. Neman. Oyme Neman. I don't know why I did the Magen Avram. Maybe I gave you the wrong marker. Okay. Then another Allah is also. In Hilchus in Duchenin Hilchus Duchenin B'shosha Ka'anim Mivachem Am Lo Yabito Lo Yasichu Daitun Ayu and Name Problematic Moshe Mivin V'am Yikam V'yu Pneim Kam V'yu Lo Yistaku Behem. We know the Gemara also does not to look because the shame is on their hands. Lo Yistaku Behem. It shouldn't. The reason is that not to be Mesiach Das from the bracha. V'lo Yistaku Behem. So now this is just the Etzem Halacha when they're not that way. By the way, a lot of people make a mistake. They don't want to look at the Kohanim, they turn away. Right. You're not supposed to turn away from the Kohanim. You're supposed to panim upon them. You're supposed to be panim upon them. You're supposed to mamish face them. V'lo yistaklu behem. Hainu nami. In other words, even though the halacha is that it doesn't have to be direct. You could be staying, like sometimes you have the duchen. Not everybody could be within the duchen. But it means if the Kohanim are here, you can look here. Somebody told me that Moshe Zatzal used to give a step, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just being mishar that the reason he did that, not because he wanted to be in front of Kahanim. I think the pshat is because there are rishonim who say that the same way there's a bracha on the kohen to be mivarech you, there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be mizbarech from the Kahanim. So it could be he wanted to do a ma'isa to be mizbarech. The person told me again. I don't know. That the Moshe used to go, which is not such a big riot, because the pshat is he moved a little, and the Kohanim happened to be there, right? But
he's making his shtender, his table was behind where the Kohanim would be.
Right. So it says you're allowed to. Yes. So it says like this: if it's crowded, which I doubt MTJ was ever, right? So then you should move in front of the Kohanim. But I'm saying is means technically, if the Kohanim are here and you're here, let's say you're davening a mizrachon. You can just move over here. You don't have to move in front of Kahanim. Right. Somebody told me he moved towards the Kahanim. So it could be towards the Kohanim means he stepped in. Mamele was in front of Kohanim. I don't know. But Kapon, he did do that. He did do a mice of
Rabbi,
moving towards Rabbi the
Kohanim. Yosef stood right in front and stared right at the Kohanim.
He stared at them.
With his eyes wide open.
Wide open. That's what I heard also, right. So he says, Hainu Nami, Mishum Shelo Yasichu, his concentration, because, look, let's see. Hainu Nami, Mishum Shelo Yasichu, Daitam, Vimke Koshke, Staku, Bamakam Acher, Vain, as he says also, look in Hilchus, Rias Keshet, the Mashu Loshin, Staku, Mashu Dafkal, Staku, Harbe, also. Ria Baal Maloy. The stomach of Yosef had such a concentration that he didn't have to worry about such a thing. But us, maybe you'll start looking at, I have sometimes, I look a lot of times because I want to tell the Kohanim that they're doing the wrong thing. A lot of Kohanim don't know, if anybody's a Kohen, just make sure you know, a lot of Kohanim don't know when they're supposed to move. They just start move. It's not right, you're a Kohen, so you know, you can't just go ahead, they don't just go like this. There are certain times, that they move. Many Kohanim don't know the halacha. They should learn the halacha. It's a very important halacha. It could be even a deraisa. But so sometimes I look. So if I know who the Kohen is by looking at his shoes, feet, so I tell him that who you know you should learn Hilchus. Back upon him, that's the din of Russia. What we do with it, I don't know. But these are the things we have to know. So also the stock of Bnei Russia. In case you're dying, don't look at it. And this is an important thing. I mean, don't lift your hand like your friend. You're a Russia. But part of the Gazakh, this thing, Tak, I don't know how to teach it. Yerid Lachayev, it's not going to need a Hezber. Yerid Lachayev, that you're allowed to go ahead and ruin another friend's business, which only in this case, no one should, on their own, go ahead and pass in other situations.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.